In John 1:1. Now, all of it started in the spiritual warfare between God and Lucifer. It's going to end with the termination of the great glory, read in the book of Revelation. It's going to involve the two standings of God. We've seen the first, I declare what I'm going to do. And then he says, I'm going to save. Look at Isaiah 41:26. First of all, I declared. That's the Old Testament. Now I saved. Isaiah 41. Look at Isaiah 41 with me. Isaiah 41:26. Who has declared this from the beginning that we might know? Who has? God. Or from former times that we may say he is right. Surely there was no one who declared. Surely there was no one who proclaimed. Now, people, what you talking about here? Satan can't do this. This is one of those tests that he is sufficient to be God. Satan said, I will be like God. Test. Can you declare what you're going to do and then do it, and I not stop you? I can do that. I'm God. God said, I can do that. I can declare what's going to happen and do it, and no one can stop me. We're going to get into prophecy in our study. What's the fundamental thing about prophecy? What's so exciting about prophecy? God keeping his word. Our God can keep his word, and no one can stop him. Man can't stop him. Satan can't stop him. Angels can't stop him. No one can stop him. He's God. Continue reading in verse 26. Surely there was no one who could proclaim. Surely there was no one who heard your words. Formerly I said, because I am, behold, they are there, and to Jerusalem I will give a messenger of news. But the important thing I want you to see is that he declares what he's going to do, and no one else can do this. He is going to say, and that's what the first standing is about. As we're going to see, that's what the Gospels are about. I am going to save. Isaiah 53. What's Isaiah 53? We don't have time to turn there. What? Yes, we do. Look at it. I want to tell you something. Isaiah 53. Look at me at Isaiah 53. Most of you know this great book, but let's take a look. Isaiah 53, verse 1. Who has believed our message? People, very few. At the time when Jesus Christ came, they were not looking for this kind of Messiah. They were not looking for this kind of Savior. And they missed him. And it's the same thing with the second sending by God, the sending of the Holy Spirit. That's why so many people miss it. We don't know what to really be looking for. We have, at one end of the second standing, well, let's just take Christ first. We have the standing of Christ. They didn't need, the Jews said, we don't need Christ, we already have a relationship with God. God is our Father, we don't need this one. Well, Christ said, no, you don't. You don't have the Father if you don't have me. I'm the way to the Father. We have the same thing going on today. I don't need the Holy Spirit, I've got Jesus, and I've got doctrine. I don't need the Holy Spirit. What does he do? You don't have Spirit, you don't have the Christ. That's why he said, many are going to cry, Lord, Lord, worship salvation. Lord, Lord. I don't even know you. Those words don't mean anything. Claiming that God is your Father doesn't mean anything. And Christ made it very clear to them. Doesn't mean anything. This temple you have, it doesn't mean anything. We're going to look at that. Telling a Jew that the temple doesn't mean anything? You don't understand why they wanted to stone him. Now we come to the second standing of God. I don't need the Holy Spirit. I've got Jesus. I have a relationship. Jesus is my Lord. No, he's not your Lord unless the Holy Spirit's your Lord. Paul says now the Lord is the Spirit.